Isn't it ironic that in order to drive a car, you need a license, but in order to lead people, you don't? Good leadership is priceless. There is evidence that leadership is a great investment for your business, not just for well-being and soft skills. Hello and welcome, dear Lightwolf podcast listener. Today, I'm doing something a little different than I normally do. I would like to share with you a few things that are going through my mind these days when I reflect about the work that my team and I are allowed to do, which is terrific. There are a few things that just are work for us in a positive sense that still do sometimes bother me. And I hope that you'll find out during this conversation why. And I'd be curious to learn whether any of these thoughts in my mind resonate with your thoughts and whether any of these observations I make in our client base and beyond are similar to the observations and experiences that you make in your business. So let's start with the first observation. One thing on my mind: leadership is not a soft skill. Still, an astonishingly high number of people, both among our clients, but also among others we see on social media or in events, seem to assume that leadership is a soft skill and optional, right? So it's the softer side, it's the emotional side, it's the well-being side. And while all of these are included, we lead humans, I miss in some senior leaders the conviction and understanding how profound good leadership is to drive your short, mid, and long-term business performance. For still a number of CEOs, leadership is still secondary. Maybe not in what they say, but in what they do. Let me give you an example from our work in those last couple of months. A CEO of a mid-sized company in Europe, wonderful human being, I really like him as a human, spent 6 months with us and four other leadership transformation providers in a pitch process. There was a briefing document. There were pieces of information shared. There were conversations to get to know each other. There were first offers. There were meetings on their side without us selecting. So the list went down from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 and ultimately to 1. And we are very happy to have won the pitch, to be the provider of choice against some strong other vendors. But we don't have an order yet. And that is because after this process, that I think was very informative and educational for both sides, the CEO concluded that in the current, more than usually difficult business circumstances, it would be very hard to guarantee the time resources required, the capacity required to take this culture change work, this cultural leadership transformation work as seriously as it deserves. And for that reason, they want to do it, but they postponed it until further notice. Now, no time, no budget is the message. And I find it astonishing because no time, no budget for the most important job of a leader in a business that in the European markets where it operates apparently never really had the opportunity for an integrated systemic leadership development. For leaders whose primary role is to lead. And if there is no time to learn that job, if there is no budget to finance the learning, then that is something that really bothers me. Now, I'm not naive, right? So I know that you need to find the time and you need to free up the money to invest into such an external initiative. But I know from every single day in my own life, especially in my work life, that good leadership is priceless. That good leadership drives employee engagement very directly. There is X-fold differences in motivation and performance and business results between people who are led by a great leader and those who are led by a poor leader, right? I've been in business for 35 years. I've been in leadership roles for about the same time. And I have ample evidence of this. And in addition to all those experiences that I've made myself, there is ample research proving the point. There is a direct relationship between the way leaders lead their people, how engaged these people are, how productive they are as a result, and how profitable the business is as a result of all of this. It's proven. Let me share just one example that I like a lot as one evidence, and I have more. I have a research from a US consultancy that directly linked the 360 feedback of 57,000 leaders like you and me to profit development of the businesses they ran over a 4 to 5 years period. 1,500 people directly linked to profit. You can see the straight line from leadership performance to profitability development. And the nutshell is strong, consistently strong leadership more than doubles profit growth of your company. So it's a huge return on investment if you do invest. And if you're interested in reading, this is one of the few books. It's called Good to Great from Jim Collins. It's one of the few books in my life I read twice. It's because how good it is and how interesting the question raised. Because the question that Jim Collins and his consultant team raised probably 20, 25 years ago was, has there ever been a business that turned from good, defined as annual 7% growth, to great, defined as 5 times that growth or more, and sustained over at least 15 years? So a really high bar in terms of definition of great. And they analyzed 1,440 companies. And they did find 11 companies that made the move from good to great, increased growth fivefold, and sustained that fivefold growth increase over at least 15 years. Amazing. One of them we work for, so we can look a bit inside into those leadership practices that significantly drive a company's sustainable performance. And guess what? Factor number one was between the 11 that turned to great and the many others that stayed on good. Factor number one is leadership. And when they digged deeper, and Jim and his team spent 10 consultant years really going deep, understanding why and how these companies made it, at the heart, at the bottom of the analysis, those companies, just before the turn and long after the turn to great results, had level 5 leadership, meaning leaders who combined two seemingly contradictory skills in one person. On the one hand side, strong willpower to get the right thing done, not the comfortable thing, willpower to get the right thing done. And on the other hand, sheer endless personal humility, which is the harder bit for those people with strong willpower, coming across as humble and not ego-focused. That's this magic combo revealed in this book that's at the heart of turning companies from good to great, increasing their profitability and their growth rates fivefold, and sustaining that growth rate for 15 years or more. Amazing. So there is evidence that leadership is a great investment for your business, not just for well-being and soft skills. So if that resonates with you, either book a call with me and we exchange. If you have doubts, go book a call with me and we exchange even more. But if you feel with this, if this resonates with you, then help us spread the message. Leadership is not a soft skill only. It's the skill, the one skill, leading with impact, leading with the impact you want, is the one core skill that a leader should leverage to lead her or himself, to lead others, in order for them to lead the business and for the business to become much more successful in countable currency. So help us spread the message. The second thing on my mind these days is leader by accident. Maybe you have heard about the phenomenon. Maybe you have seen the phenomenon around you. It's called leader by accident. Imagine the following situation. There is a group of technical functional experts, say 10 experts, led by someone. And that someone, that woman or man, retires. And there is a need to promote someone or to get someone installed. And quite frequently, the responsible leaders in the company then decide to promote the best expert to the leadership role. Oftentimes without asking themselves to what extent that leader is willing to lead a group of 10, to what extent that leader is capable to lead a group of 10, and whether that person has ever had an education in how to lead. Isn't it ironic that in order to drive a car, you need a license, but in order to lead people, you don't? I find it ironic. You first need to assess whether the person is willing to lead people, capable to lead people, and willing to learn it. Because leadership is lifelong learning that never ends. I'm by far not ready with me. I love the topic. I've learned a bit, but I will learn even more in the future, right? So it's a learnable and teachable skill. But you need to make sure that you have people in leadership roles who want to lead and are able to lead, right? Not having someone there by chance or by accident. And I've seen this phenomenon time and time again. Right now, just to pick three of our own current clients, one in the steel industry, one in banking, and one in a software company. And in all three, I am aware, because we support their leadership transformations, I am aware of people in roles who have never been trained to lead, who have never really raised their hand to lead. They were just encouraged. They were promoted. Maybe they felt mixed. Maybe they were attracted by the benefits, because oftentimes being promoted to a leadership role gets you to more money, to higher compensation. Maybe they were intrigued by the social status of it. Being promoted to a leadership role in the eyes of some also goes along with social status. Maybe they just were afraid to disappoint their bosses who needed to fill a vacancy. All of these things might be motives, and I think they are all legitimate motives. But if you have someone like this in your team, where you either doubt whether the person wants to lead, or where you have evidence that she or he doesn't, help the people out of these roles. It's an accident. And just help them with pride intact and with dignity to find different spots. Already years ago, 10 years ago, when I had this first time as a consultant, when we consulted a bank, the leader we worked with decided to offer these people different jobs, more suited to their strength profile and to their interest. And yes, a 20% lower compensation. But 80% of them chose to accept the other jobs. They were relieved because they never really felt well in a leadership role. So if this, again, makes you think, then reflect what's right. If you have the impression that around you there is someone who became a leader by accident, then intervene in the right way. If it's your own direct report, have the right analysis, have the right exchange, have the right conversation. Maybe all they need is training, basic fundamental training. Give them a few days of training and the right toolkit. Maybe that's all they need. Maybe they need a good conversation to become aware of what it actually means to be a leader of people. Or maybe they wait for a conversation with you where they can finally get out of their role because they don't like it at all, right? All of this is possible, but this right thing can only happen if you take the lead, if you initiate the right conversation, which is what I actually recommend, how you could help the topic of leadership. Have the right conversation and make leadership development a priority. Yeah. Leadership is a teachable skill. Leaders are not born. They are made by their companies and by themselves. So help your leaders be better leaders by making this whole topic of leadership development a conscious and targeted priority. And a third topic that's bothering me these days, or that's a topic of conversation at least, because there is more and more companies coming around the corner, getting convinced about the need for it or requesting it inbound themselves. And we are glad to write offers and engage in first conversations with companies just doing this. Yeah, Tanya next door is just finalizing a massive offer for a company who, after many acquisitions, wants to establish one united leadership culture for the future. They have almost 20,000 employees. They have more than 1,000 leaders, and they want a massive program to really define one framework and one program. And we are very happy to make that offer. Now, the headline of this third thought is no systems, no results. What does that mean? I grew up in a company where only over time, and in fact, only in hindsight, I really understood the leadership system that I was living and working in. This leadership system looked a bit like this bus. It had four wheels. There were role models, so theoretical role models being a leadership guideline, a leadership principle, leadership behaviors, the way they should be. And of course, the living role models, your direct boss and the senior leaders in the company, role models. The second wheel was purpose. Why? It's not just company purpose, but also why should I lead this way? Why is this way of leadership right for our clients, our company, and for me as an individual leader? Turning the bus around, the third one is development support. Because even if I could contribute to the definition of the guidelines, and even if I understand why the way to lead this way is good for me, I now might help. Because maybe I have learned different old-fashioned top-down management techniques, which I now need to undo, and I now need to learn contemporary, quick, modern leadership on eye level, right? So I need help on the job and off the job. And then finally, and that's my point, systematic measures. No system, no results. Because only what gets measured gets done. As long as leadership programs are just an offer, and there is no measurement, and there is no link to personnel decisions, they remain an optional offer forever. If you really want leaders to want to change, then you need to complement the right offers with the right expectation. It's not just an option to lead well. It's the expectation to lead well. And the best companies I've seen measure their leaders on two KPIs. Not just the business result. The business result is key, no doubt about it. And the financial result, the commercial result, the functional result, the what is key, no doubt. But equally highly, they also measure and rate the how. How effectively those leaders lead and build themselves and lead and grow the people all around them. That's called leadership. So they measure business performance and leadership performance on equal weight. And that's the system. And only once you have that system in place and you help people to develop themselves with measures, and you also help people to assess their own leadership performance with leadership measures, that's the moment when the whole thing ticks from optional offer to consistent expectation. And that's why this third thought is bothering me. Why there are still so many that just make nice offers somewhere, and it's good. It's always good to think and work on leadership. But you get so much more if you expect it from your people and if you measure how well they do it. So that's why no systems, no results. And that's why my encouragement to you, wherever you are, whether you are a first-time leader, an experienced executive, or a top manager, maybe you are a global CEO, wherever you are in your organization, I encourage you to establish the right leadership system for your company and then help everyone understand and use the system. Because once the system is there, it can help everyone every day to just become better at leading themselves and at leading others. And if any of these topics resonate with you and you would like a quick personal exchange with me on your situation, in your company, on maybe the one thing that prevents you from doing what's right, the barrier you perceive, I have seen many of those myself, both in my corporate career. I've been in corporate for 25 years and as a founder of two healthy startups and now scale-ups. I've seen it. I've made many of these mistakes myself. I'm far from being perfect, but I've seen a lot. And I would be happy to use all I've learned in our mini diagnose call, say 20 minutes, to see what the root cause is in your case and whether with one or two suggestions I can help you instantly to get the barrier removed and to get the leadership in place that you want to see in your system, that you want to see in your company. So that's a little bit of an unusual Lightwolf podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed it. And should you be interested, don't hesitate. The link into my calendar is in the show notes. Book your call, and I look forward to seeing you soon for an exchange. And otherwise, I wish you a terrific week. And I look forward to welcoming you again very soon here in the Lightwolf Leadership Podcast. Thank you.